Pinkerton, After Obamacare Ruling, Republicans Need to Pivot to Medical Cures. By James P. Pinkerton on December 16, 2018. Okay, so now it's crunch time on the Republicans' Obamacare mantra, repeal and replace. In the wake of federal Judge Reed O'Connor's December 14 ruling that the entirety of Obamacare is unconstitutional, President Trump applauded the decision, saying, "It's a great ruling for our country." He added, "We will be able to get great health care. We will sit down with the Democrats if the Supreme Court upholds." O'Connor's decision is, indeed, broadly within the range of Trump administration policy. Back in June, the Justice Department argued that provisions of Obamacare were unconstitutional. Still, it's far from clear how higher courts might rule on the case. The Supreme Court has upheld Obamacare, twice, in 2012 and 2015, although, of course, there are now two Trump appointees, Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, on the court. Yet as Bloomberg News observes, the voters might get to pass judgment on the case before the judges render a verdict. That is, since the wheels of justice grind slowly, it's possible that the case won't be heard until 2020. In other words, Obamacare could be front and center, once again, in the 2020 elections. In the meantime, the Democrats are in full fury. In the words of House Speaker-to-be Nancy Pelosi, O'Connor's ruling exposes the monstrous endgame of Republicans' all-out assault on people with pre-existing conditions and Americans' access to affordable health care. Moreover, Senator Charles Schumer declared that he would seek a vote in the Senate to affirm Obamacare, saying, "It's an awful, awful ruling, and we're going to fight this tooth and nail. And the first thing we're going to do when we get back there in the Senate is put a vote on the floor urging an intervention in the case." The ostensible goal of such a vote would be to have the Senate's lawyers file an amicus brief with the courts on behalf of the Affordable Care Act. The real goal, of course, would be to put Republicans on the spot, yay or nay, on Obamacare. After all, the Democrats believe that the political wind of health care is now at their back. According to a poll conducted by the Kaiser Family Foundation, 53% of Americans have a favorable view of Obamacare, while just 40% have an unfavorable view. That's a 13-point advantage for proponents. Yet these days, with Obamacare in positive territory, the Democrats are positively emboldened. All through the 2018 elections, Democrats hammered away on health care. One study found that a full 45% of their campaign ads concerned health care. And in the election's closing days, they hammered even harder. The 2018 midterm results vindicated the Dems' strategy. A full 41% of voters surveyed in a nationwide exit poll identified healthcare as the most important issue. And on one key sub-issue, protecting the insurance rights of those with pre-existing conditions, 58% said Democrats would do a better job, while just 34% preferred Republicans. No wonder the donkeys won the nationwide House vote by 8 points, giving them a net gain of 40 seats. The Democrats' healthcare victory was so pronounced that in the days that followed the election, the GOP quietly abandoned any thoughts of repeal and replace. Such a stance was disappointing to most Republican healthcare experts, still eager to fight their fight on Obamacare. But the truth is, in the 8 years since the 44th president signed the Affordable Care Act into law, Republicans have never come up with a common approach that truly repeals and satisfactorily replaces. That is, it's easy to find flaws in Obamacare, from rising insurance premiums, to the expanding of bureaucracy, to the funding of abortions and sex change operations. To be sure, more digging by journalists and investigators would likely find still more problems with the Obama-fied health system, but Republicans should have thought of that before the November 6th elections. The bottom line is that Democrats now have a huge advantage, overall, on the healthcare issue. As the Kaiser Family Foundation also documented in October, Democrats hold the winning side on virtually every healthcare topic, including improving rural healthcare, where the Blues boast an 18-point edge. Thanks to that greater trust reservoir, the Democrats could bat back specific accusations against the healthcare status quo. For instance, when Republicans said that Obamacare premiums were rising, Democrats countered that they were rising only because the Trump administration had sabotaged the insurance pools. Is that true? False? It's hard for ordinary folks to know. All they know is that on health care, they trust the Democrats more. Moreover, On some health issues, Democrats had a colossal advantage, and they made the most of it in the recent election. For example, on the question of protecting the insurance of those with pre-existing conditions, support in polls ranges from 65% to 81%, and any of those numbers are good enough to win. Yet now, Judge O'Connor in Texas has done it. In his ruling that Obamacare, in toto, is unconstitutional, he has forced the GOP to re-engage on the issue. And that includes the matter of pre-existing conditions, as well as other popular aspects of the law, such as the right of children under age 26 to stay on their parents' policy, that polls at 82% positive. No wonder, then, that Democrats across the nation are cheering at the opportunity to re-argue the health care issue. Of course, the judge's ruling doesn't immediately kibosh Obamacare, but you'd never know that from the Democrats, for the Dems. It's simple, if you have a winning hand, you'll want to keep playing it, over and over and again. Of course, if the Democrats have the high cards, then Republicans would be well advised to find a new game, or at least reshuffle the deck with some new issues. As it happens, this author has been arguing that Republicans should be focusing on medical cures, as opposed to health insurance, since 2009. Yes, it's true that people want health insurance, but what they really want, even more, is health. And while there will always be plenty to argue about in health insurance, there's a lot less to argue about on health itself, including the benefits of a medical cure. Moreover, if we can make a disease completely go away, as we did with smallpox in 1980, then not only are people healthier and happier, but the system saves money, because not being sick is a lot less costly than providing care. In other words, medical cures are a way of reducing medical costs and improving people's lives, the essence of a win-win. A win, in fact, that both political parties can celebrate. By contrast, if the Republican plan on health care, make that, health insurance, can be defined as taking something away from people, namely, health insurance, well, we've seen how that plays out. In 2017, with those thoughts in mind, this author compared Republican efforts to repeal Obamacare to World War I trench warfare that is, a lot of bleeding, but not much upside. Also at Breitbart News, this author has argued that what people really want is breakthroughs on medical cures, starting with, say, advances against the dreaded Alzheimer's disease. And so a truly MAGA healthcare plan would lead off with medical cures as part of a comprehensive approach to healthcare, of which health insurance reform is a part, but only a part. For reasons we have seen, most Republican politicos didn't want the healthcare issue to come up again in 2019, they have suffered enough. But now the issue has arisen, and the GOP has no choice but to come up with better answers, lest 2020 look like 2018. Fortunately, Republicans have some genuine successes to point to, and to learn from. Back in 2016, Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi and Representative Fred Upton of Michigan teamed up to spearhead legislation to accelerate medical research and development, the 21st Century Cures Act. That bill, passed by big majorities in both chambers of Congress and signed into law by President Obama, did much to broaden the GOP's healthcare message in 16, and Republicans had a pretty good election that year. Oddly, the good ideas in the Cures Act, that a cure is better than care, that it's cheaper to beat than to treat, were neglected in 2017 and 2018, and the recent election's results, of course, speak for themselves. So now, come 2019, the opportunity exists for Republicans to do it again, to go back to a cure strategy as a key part of the pitch. Because, after all, it's better to win than to lose.